From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here's the news, first dot lines. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani says Indonesia to build sustainable economy. Indonesian House asks palm oil's inclusion in Indonesia European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pani. The government is determined to build a sustainable economy that will transform economic growth policies through investment and ensure that development does not come from debt, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said. Minister Sri Mulyani said at the 2019 Financial Times Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank Summit on the topic Delivering Indonesia's Infrastructure Vision 2019-2024 in Jakarta on Tuesday, the transformation of the policy was initiated by improving and maintaining the investment climate so that it could continue to drive the economy, bearing in mind the double-digit growth required in this sector. The minister explained a number of regulations that were keeping people back from investing in Indonesia were abolished and replaced with the omnibus law to bring in investments. The government will also improve the balance of payments as the domestic economy grows, while the current account deficit condition will also increase due to the deficit in oil and gas imports. The minister hoped that investment in the energy sector, including oil and gas, would help the balance of payments to continue to grow and at the same time reduce the deficit. The House of Representatives Commission 4 has urged the government to include palm oil in the negotiations on Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. Palm oil is a strategic commodity that supports the national economy. Vice Chairman of the House Commission 4, Hasan Aminuddin, sat in Jakarta on Tuesday. Palm oil contributes hundreds of trillions of rupiahs to the country's foreign exchange coffers and creates millions of jobs for Indonesian people. He also sat on the sidelines of a hearing between the House Commission 4 and the Directorate General of Plantation of the Agricultural Ministry and the Association of Indonesian Palm Oil Producers that palm oil is a blessing for the Indonesian nation. Therefore, the government must insist on the inclusion of palm oil in the agenda of various international forums, including negotiations on the Indonesia-European Union SEPA. He supported Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi's steps to treat palm oil as a priority issue in the negotiations on the Indonesia-European Union SEPA, in line with President Joko Widodo's mission to develop and protect the palm oil industry. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan met Busan Mayor Oh Kan Don to discuss the possibility of opening direct flights on the Indonesia-Busan route. The meeting with the Busan mayor is part of a series of Panjaitan activities in South Korea to accompany President Joko Widodo during the ASEAN Republic of Korea Summit 2019 on Tuesday. In a written statement released on Wednesday, Mayor Oh urged the Indonesian government to consider opening direct flights linking Indonesia to Busan to cater to the increasing number of tourists. The minister responded warmly to the proposal for opening direct flights connecting Indonesia and Busan. The minister affirmed that the direct flights will link not only Jakarta to Busan, but also Medan and Manado to Busan. The meeting also encompassed discussion pertaining to Busan businessmen's plan to expand their investment in Indonesia. Several Busan investors are currently engaged in footwear and textile industries. Indonesia has invited Mexico to conduct research together to develop palm oil-based biofuel as renewable energy during the third meeting of the Indonesian-Mexico Consultative Committee on Agriculture held in Mexico City. At a meeting held on November 21 and 22, the Indonesian delegation led by Chief of the Foreign Cooperation Bureau at the Agriculture Ministry also over Mexico cooperation in controlling oil palm disease. The Indonesian Embassy in Mexico City said in a press statement released on Tuesday. The initiative received a warm response from Mexico that plans to learn from Indonesia about the development of palm oil, including the development of biofuel, since Indonesia has successfully applied a 20% blended biodiesel program and is gearing up for the production of 30% blended biodiesel. At the meeting, the two countries also discussed ways to strengthen the cow fat industry in Indonesia and cooperation in genetic improvement of several farm commodities such as coconut, oil palm, palm oil, cacao, and coffee. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Ministry of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises invites Directorate of Customs to increase product export from small medium enterprises actors throughout Indonesia. This was stated by Director General of Customs, Heru Pambudi, after a meeting with Minister of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises, Teten Mastuki, in Jakarta on Tuesday. Heru Pambudi added that several things which get fully supports from customs and excise, among others special fiscal incentive for small and medium enterprises, and facilities to import raw materials and machines which can be utilized by SME, especially the products to fulfill the need of export market. On the same occasion, Deputy of Production and Marketing Division of the Ministry of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises, Victoria Simanungkalit, said that her side will keep opening new opportunities, especially for SMEs products export. The cooperation is aimed to use facilities given by the customs and excise. The Indonesian Cyber Media Association, AMSI, is set to hold on Thursday its 2019 Indonesia Digital Conference, an annual conference that this year will focus on business development and the country's digital environment. AMSI had, when Sen Laos Magut said, the conference, slated to take place in Jakarta Theater in central Jakarta, will serve as a platform for exchanging ideas, experiences, and strategies to build a future digital ecosystem. According to Wen Senlaus, things that are impossible have been made possible in the digital era thanks to technological leaps forward and innovation. As a body that accommodates cyber media companies, Wen Senlaus said that AMSI had been proactive in pushing for a healthy and competitive digital business ecosystem so it could create opportunities and improve people's welfare. Chief Organizer Meta Dharmasa Putra said President Joko Widodo was set to inaugurate the annual event and that the committee would set up four discussion panels, each with different themes. Governor of Jakarta Anies Baswedan said on Thursday that he was mandated to lead the Indonesian Provincial Government Association for the 2019-2023 period. Under his leadership, he had several programs that would be implemented, including introducing new variables for calculating allocated development budget for archipelagic regions, he told journalists after attending the APPSI's national meeting in Jakarta. The governors, whose territories consist of islands and isles, complained about having a one-size-fits-all method for calculating the development budget for both land-based territories and archipelagic ones. According to the governor, for the archipelagic areas with a small population, their development tends to go rather slowly. The new formulated variables for calculating the allocated development budget would later be over to the central government as a working program. Well, listener, that's the news.
Listener, today's commentary is about the relevance of OCI 2019 anniversary commemoration. Islamic Cooperation Organization, or OIC, this year has entered the age of 50 years. The 50th anniversary of the OIC, which was originally called the Organization of the Islamic Conference, was held in Mecca, Saudi Arabia. The governor of the Mecca region, Prince Khalid Al Faisal, delivered a speech representing the Arab group, the African group, and the Asian group. Since its establishment in Rabat, Morocco on September 25, 1969, the organization's members have continued to grow. This increase certainly reflects the hope that Islamic State organizations can play an active role in solving various problems that exist in Islamic countries. The commemoration themed of United for Peace and Development is actually relevant to the situation in a number of member states. The Middle East conflict that occurred in Syria still shows that unity and peace must still be fought for. Disputes and differences in political lines between countries that are members of the OIC are one of the causes of the ongoing civil war, which has not destroyed Syria and caused the suffering of the people. The poverty that still befalls the people of a number of OIC member states makes the development addiction, which is the theme of the birth of the OIC this year, reflecting the desire to overcome the remaining problems. The OIC anniversary will be an introduction to the holding of the OIC State High-Level Conference on 8th to 9th of December 2019 in Istanbul, Turkey. As reported by the Turkish newspaper Hurriyet Daily News, the summit will raise the theme of investment for solidarity and development. From the theme, there is hope that OIC countries will be able to concentrate on economic development. Entrepreneurs from leading companies in the banking, construction, tourism, trade sectors operating the OIC geography will attend the conference. Also, of course, 56 OIC member states, as well as 5 observer countries and international organizations. This is very important so that Islamic countries with better economic conditions can support the economies of poor and developing countries through mutual investment. It is hoped that the 50th anniversary of the Islamic Cooperation Organization, which will be followed by the summit conference, can be a momentum of efforts to make the organization provide better benefits, especially for members who are involved in conflict and civil war and hit by poverty. That was commentary. Listener, we begin today in history with information about the crash of Avianca Airlines flight number 203. On November 27, 1989, the Avianca Airlines Boeing 727-21 number 203 was scheduled to depart to the International Alfonso Bonilla Aragon Airport in the northwest of Bogota on the past of 13:07 a.m. The plane carried 101 passengers and 6 cabin crews. After the plane took off for about 15 minutes, a bomb which was located near a petrol tank exploded when the plane flew at an altitude of 13,000 feet. The explosion caused the fuselage split into 2 parts. All passengers and cabin crew were killed in the accident. Thank you. The next information is about the opening of the Southeast Asian Games on the 27th of November 2005. The 23rd Southeast Asian Games was held in the Philippines from the 27th of November to the 5th of December 2005. It was the third time for the Philippines to hold the sporting event. The first one was held in the Philippines in 1981, and the second one was held in 1991. The Philippines became the general champion of the SEA Games for the first time in 2005. We end today in history with information about the bombing of the Nevsky train on the 27th of November 2009. A bomb exploded at the Nevsky Express train on the 27th of November 2009 when the train headed from Moscow to the city of St. Petersburg. The explosion took place near Bologna city, which is around 200 miles from Moscow. The train slipped at 9:34 p.m. local time. 27 passengers were killed and 79 others were injured in this accident. The second bomb exploded again a moment after the first explosion. The initial investigation showed that the bombing occurred due to power failure. However, the second investigation revealed that the bombing is the result of terror attacks. The Russian government affirmed that the bombing was perpetrated by terrorists. The incident was considered the deadliest one in Russia since the bombing of Russian aircraft in 2004. Listener, that was Today in History.
Musim pergi berganti dan ku takkan pernah berhenti berharap mentari kan bersinar lagi rubah tiap hari. Apa ini janji bukan cerita? Oh, kenyataannya semua karena hati.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia for today's edition is ASEAN South Korea jointly face the challenge of age of disruption. The pace of technology development had changed human life dramatically. That was stated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo in ASEAN Republic of Korea CEO Summit at Busan Exhibition and Convention Center BEXCO on Monday. President Joko Widodo said the world changes rapidly and it is called the age of disruption. Big data, artificial intelligence, 4.0 technology had torn down all definition, measurement and theories that have been used as reference until nowadays. The Indonesian president further explained that the age of disruption brings a great opportunity, but along with unimaginable challenges. There are increasing tendency of economic nationalism and populism in some countries for several recent years. Even now, anti-free market movement has emerged and protectionism approach dominates further. President Joko Widodo started that collaboration and win-win paradigm that in some decades had been basis for global economic cooperation is gradually replaced by transactional and zero-sum game approaches. If nothing is done against them, global economic recession resulting from dysfunctional economic system and global finance as well as distrust towards global economic institution that had happened in 1930s could repeat. The loss will be experienced by developed countries, emerging economies, developing countries, as well as business world. Therefore, President Jokowi affirmed that it is common responsibility to reject the global economic recess. Apart from age of disruption, during the forum, President Joko Widodo also spoke about renewable energy. According to the president, ASEAN and South Korea must be the foremost in renewable energy development in the region. He explained Indonesian government had issued the obligation to mix biodiesel fuel from palm oil with solar amounting to 20%, which is called B20. Next year, Indonesia will increase it into 30% or B30. Currently, Indonesia is developing water-based power plant. This is part of commitment made by Indonesian government towards Paris Agreement, namely utilizing low-emission energy. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jua. Italia.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today we take you to explore Turtle Island in Jambi Province. Stay tuned. Jambi is one of provinces in Indonesia which has remarkable tourism destinations. It has abundant tourism destinations that can be explored like other provinces in Sumatra, such as North Sumatra and Riau Island. The tourism destinations in Jambi are even considered the best ones and the most attractive ones in Sumatra Island. Jambi nearly has all kinds of tourism attractions, such as reserve, conservation, beach, waterfalls, and lake. Therefore, Jambi's tourism destinations have been more popular among tourists. One of them is the Turtle Island. The Turtle Island is one of 20 small islands in Jambi province. The island is part of Sadu Subdistrict, East Tanjung Jabung Regency, Jambi. The government of Jambi has been intensively promoting the destination so that the island can become featured maritime destination in Jambi. In addition to its amazing scenery, the island is popular for the breeding of turtle. Turtles come to the island to lay their eggs regularly. At least usually there are 5 to 6 turtles which come to the island. For those who want to visit the island, you can access the island by taking land transportation to the Nipah Panjang Seaport. The trip from Jambi to the Nipah Panjang seaport takes approximately 3 to 4 hours. Once you arrive at the seaport, you must take speedboat for about 40 minutes to get to the Berhala Island. Afterwards, you need to rent small boat in a bid to reach the Turtle Island from the Berhala Island. The Turtle Island is an uninhabited island. However, people come to the island to find woods. Once you visit the island, you will feel that the island belongs to you. The island is renowned for its white sand beach. It is also an appropriate spot to enjoy the beauty of sunset. Listener, we recommend you to visit the island during dry season because during rainy season, the access to the island is quite difficult due to high waves. The island also has plenty of extraordinary photo spots. Therefore, make sure to capture your moments at the island with your camera. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder about the Turtle Island in Jambi. Thank you for listening.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation between RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is sakit perut, or in English, stomach ache. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about sakit perut, or in English, stomach ache.
Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Mengapa?
Iya, perutku agak sakit.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word twice, slowly, and you can follow after me. Kue. Kue in English, cake. Lapar, lapar. Hungry. Makan, makan. To eat. Padahal, padahal. Whereas, or even though. Merayakan, merayakan. To celebrate. Ulang tahun, ulang tahun. Birthday. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. In English, you only eat a little bit cake, whereas the cake are still a lot. Mengapa? Mengapa? Why? Perutku agak sakit. Perutku agak sakit. In English, my stomach is a little bit ache. In the dialogue, Dinda said, "Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak." In English, you eat a little bit cake, even though the cake are still a lot. The expression said something contrary, such as kue masih banyak, tetapi Tony hanya sedikit memakannya. Dinda used the word padahal to say something contrary. Let's listen again Dinda's expression. Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Let's follow some other examples. Dia sedih, padahal sedang berulang tahun. In English, he or she is sad, even though he or she is having a birthday. Aku masih lapar, padahal sudah makan. Aku masih lapar, padahal sudah makan. In English, I'm still hungry, even though I have eaten. Adikku tidak mau makan, padahal dia lapar. Adikku tidak mau makan, padahal dia lapar. In English, my sister or brother does not want to eat, even though she or he is hungry. While in the dialogue, Tony said, "Perutku agak sakit." The word agak in the expression means sedikit or a little bit. So, the expression perutku agak sakit can be changed to perutku sedikit sakit. Let's follow to some other examples.
Dia agak sedih. Dia sedikit sedih. In English, he or she is a little bit sad. Aku agak lapar. Saya sedikit lapar. In English, I'm a little bit hungry. Listen up before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's follow again the conversation.
Kamu makan kuenya sedikit sekali, padahal kuenya masih banyak. Mengapa?
Iya, perutku agak sakit.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Kemarin dan esok nanti, kenangan dan harapan bercahaya di dalam hati. Sejuta mimpi menjadi nyata.
Sempurna.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I present a song from Bengkulu entitled Bulan Tabot. The song, which was composed by Firdaus Burhan, tells about one of cultures in Bengkulu, namely Tabot tradition, which is usually celebrated to welcome Islamic New Year. The lyrics depict about festivity of Tabot celebration that is colored by drum and flute rhythms and dances. It is expected the Tabot tradition is still preserved from generation to generation. Well, listener, here is the song Bulan Tabot by Yan Bastian. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. terjadi asai di mati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Siapa sana tidak ingin kemelar berok? Bukanlah benteng pusako Inggris kuno. Cubalah teko apa na lemah di selero. Sampai ida nampak lagi daun telingo.
Hey,
goreng talam lah pergi di nasi bersantan. Goreng pisang lemang tapai sana pergi. Ketan serika yo di lego joda di asam. Tra la 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 la, joda melah bro. Goreng talam lah pergi di nasi bersantan. Goreng pisang lemang tepai sana pergi. Ketan serika yo di lego joda di asam. Tra la 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 la, joda melah bro. Bulan puasa sebelum beduk berbuka, ramai orang di sekitar tapak padiri.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.